Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online Today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at immediate effects of thoracic spinal manipulation on pulmonary function in stroke patients, and finally, a story about spinal misalignments and heart palpitations. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Iglow. Welcome to HealthBeat podcast number 645, recorded September 7th, 2018. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat while in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Iglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. The purpose of a recent study published in the journal JMPT was to investigate the immediate effects of thoracic spinal manipulation, TSM, on pulmonary function in stroke patients. Pulmonary function tests were repeated immediately after the intervention. Forced vital capacity, forced expiratory volume at 1 second, maximum voluntary ventilation, and residual volume were measured by a spirometer in pre-intervention and post-intervention. The study concluded that the pulmonary function values for patients in the thoracic spinal manipulation group were significantly enhanced with no significant improvement in maximum voluntary ventilation and residual volume. Mechanical factors may be responsible for the improved pulmonary function in the thoracic spinal manipulation group. Surf to our show notes for links. In a recent article discussing causes of heart palpitations, spinal misalignments are mentioned. The article focuses on Dr. Martin Gallagher. He's both a medical doctor and a chiropractor, and he's worked with a number of patients whose irregular heartbeats were improved with chiropractic adjustments. This isn't something that tends to get written up in medical literature, but it makes sense. Even slight misalignments in the spine can put pressure on your nerves, which stimulates the sympathetic nervous system to release adrenaline, cortisol, and other stress hormones. And stress, whether physical or emotional, can be a major cause of heart palpitations. On its own, spinal misalignment isn't as immediately dangerous as AFib, MVP, or diastolic dysfunction, but it's worth noting because the chronic stress it causes drives a lot of inflammation in the body. Too much inflammation speeds up the aging process and raises your risk for heart disease, insulin resistance, and other long-term degenerative conditions. Surf to our show notes for the full article. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in HealthBeat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at PodcastAlley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Chris Murray. Think about it. If someone had found a way to manipulate human choice and free will, if someone actually had that kind of power, wouldn't it be a tad surprising if they then decided to share their secret with the masses in a book for $20? Not to mention how it would be just very slightly unethical. For Chiropractic Online, today's HealthBeat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.